正道的主题是从违命到成了神迹，第十次讲什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强的第三次。
Today's sermon topic is From Disobeying God to Becoming a Sign, Part 14. For when I am weak, then I am strong, Part 3.
好，我的朋友弟兄姊妹早晨。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我真是同心祷告。
Let us pray.
所以天父，我真是同心感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you.
你正如圣经所讲，天需改变，地需摇动，海需劈然翻腾。
Just as the scripture said, although the skies, the lands, and everything changes,
但你对我们的爱永远不改变。
But your love for us never changes.
你的爱对我们永远坚定。
And your love for us stands firm forever.
所以知我们怎样的光景，你永远的爱去爱我们。
Whatever situations we are in, you still love us.
主都知道我们每一次来到主你跟前的时候，你都愿意用你的恩典去赐给我们。
Lord, every time we come before you, you give your grace to us.
你愿意将你的福气去临到我们。
You show your blessing on us.
主啊，就愿你的旨意成就我们每个人的身上。
Lord, may your will be done on each of us.
主啊，求你今天早上先用你宝血洁净我们每一个的罪孽同埋过犯。
On this morning, may your precious blood cleanse each of our sins and transgressions.
叫我们能够带着渴慕的心，一个爱慕主你话语的心来到主你的跟前。
May we have a heart that hunger for your word and come before you.
主啊，求你对我们每一个人说话。
May you speak to each of us.
你求圣灵去让我们能够明白主你的话语。
May you through the Holy Spirit guide us to understand your word.
带领我们能够进入真理当中。
And to guide us into your truth.
你求圣灵的恩膏能力与孩子同在。
May your anointing and power be with me, your child.
求你亲自的说话。
And may you speak to us.
我哋祷告祈求，感谢奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
Our prayer, petition, and thanksgiving are in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我哋啱啱读嘅经文系一个患咗十二年病嘅一个女人。
In the scriptures we just read, there was a woman who was subject to a disease for 12 years.
当佢摸到主嘅衫嘅时候，佢经历咗主嘅能力，佢嘅病立刻就好啦。
When she touched the edge of the Lord's cloak, he experienced Lord's power and her disease was healed.
经文里面提到，当日都有好多嘅人喺主嘅旁边。
The scripture said, on that day there were many people around the Lord.
我知道通常人嚟到主嘅面前嘅时候，都带住各样嘅需要。
As we know, when men come before the Lord, they always have different kinds of needs.
有瞎眼嘅，有瘸腿嘅，有残疾嘅，有长麻风嘅，有被鬼附嘅。
The blind, the lame, the paralyzed, those who have leprosy, those who are possessed by a demon.
当日门徒都话佢有好多人嘅拥挤住。
On that day, even the disciples said many people crowded against the Lord.
呢啲人都可能带住各样嘅需要。
These people might come with all sorts of needs.
但好特别，只有呢一个女人能够得到医治。
But very special, only this woman was healed.
我谂我哋都有过呢啲众人里边嘅呢个经历。
I think we all have these people's experience.
就系话我哋都有需要，我哋都去到主嘅面前，我哋亦都有祷告，但系主好似冇应允我哋一样。
That we all have needs, we all come before the Lord, we all pray, but the Lord seems not to answer our prayers.
这个需要不一定肉体上，好像这个女人身体上的病。
Our need is not necessarily physical, just as this woman's disease in her body.
这个需要可以是里面的，一个心灵的病，一个生命上的软弱。
Our need can be inside us, just as this disease of our heart and the weakness of our life.
这个软弱可能我们的嫉妒、我们的苦毒、我们的脾气、我们对主的不冷不热。
And the weakness can be jealousy, bitterness, temper, and our lukewarm attitude to God.
又或者这个需要是好像我们来到教会里面，我们希望能够可以遇见主，能够听到主的话。
Our need, can be that we come to the church, we hope to meet the Lord and hear the Lord's word.
在聚会之后，你听到弟兄姊妹分享，佢哋啲咩感动，佢哋学到啲啲咩嘢，但系我哋碰唔见住。
And after the gathering, we hear brothers and sisters sharing that how they were moved, what they have learned, but we have not met the Lord.
唱同样嘅诗歌，听同样嘅信息，分享同样嘅饼杯，点解有啲人能够碰见主？点解有啲人碰唔见主咧？
We sing the same hymns and we hear the same message. We eat and drink the same bread and cup, but why they met the Lord, but we didn't meet the Lord?
又或者呢个需要系我哋每次打开圣经嘅时候，我哋希望能够遇见主，能够听到主对我哋说话。
Or perhaps our need is that each time when I open the Bible, we hope to meet with the Lord, and we hope to hear the Lord speak with us.
但我哋发觉我哋思想唔能够集中，我哋读经好似好冇味道，好似读紧份旧嘅报纸一样。
But we find that we can't concentrate, and reading the Bible is not interesting, just as reading the old newspaper.
但有啲人打开圣经，佢哋能够睇到我哋睇唔到嘅。
However, for others who open the Bible, they can see something that we can't.
我哋读同一本圣经，信同一个神，有同一个圣灵，点解有啲人天读圣经嘅时候，天好似向我哋打开嘅一样？
We read the same Bible, we believe in the same God, we have the same Holy Spirit. But why, when others read the Bible, the heaven opens to them?
但系点解有啲人读圣经嘅时候，天好似向我哋闩埋嘅一样？
But when we read the Bible, why is the heaven closed?
我哋感觉就好似当日大造份人嘅一样，喺嚟到主嘅旁边，佢哋都摸到主嘅衫啦。
We feel like we are like those people who were beside the Lord. They came beside the Lord and they touched the Lord's clothes.
但系佢哋嘅空手嘅离开，佢哋冇从主嗰度得到啲咩嘅嘢。
But they left empty-handed, and they didn't get anything from the Lord.
咁問題喺邊度咧？係咪主唔公平咧？係咪呢個女人有啲咩嘅特別咧？
And what is the problem? Is the Lord unfair? Did the woman have something special?
我哋再一次讀我哋今朝早上嘅金句啊。
Now let us read again the weekly scriptures today.
歷志下十六章第九節。
Second Chronicles, chapter 16, verse 9.
耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要显大能，帮助向他心存诚实的人。
For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him.
呢节经文话俾佢知道，有一种人能够经历到神嘅大能，呢种人系神要帮助。
The scripture tells us that there are people who can experience God's mighty power.And God is to help these people.
唔系每一个人，呢个人叫做向他心存诚实嘅人。
Not everyone. These people are those whose hearts are fully committed to Him.
向他心存诚实，英文 NIV 嘅翻译就系佢哋嘅心系 fully committed to Him.
The NIV English translation is fully committed to Him.
我哋今日嘅词汇就系向神绝对嘅人。
In today's wordings, that is those who are absolute faithful in Him.
当个人向神绝对嘅时候，神要显大能帮助佢。
When a man is absolute faithful in God, God is to show His mighty power to help him.
所以当今日人得唔到神嘅帮助，经历到神，经历唔到神嘅大能，系因为人嘅问题。
Therefore, when a man can't receive God's help and can't experience God's mighty power, it is his or her problem.
是因为神，因为人没有向神绝对。
Because he or she doesn't have an absolute faithfulness in God.
今天我们来学习三方面。
Today we will learn three things.
第一，什么叫向神绝对呢？
First, what is being absolute faithful in God?
第二，向神絕對有啲咩嘅準備咧
？What preparation do we need to have if we are absolute faithful in God？
第三，我哋點樣樣向神絕對
？And third, how to be absolute faithful in God？
第一，咩叫向神絕對咧
First, what is being absolute faithful in God?
在马太福音同样记载这个女人经文的里面，在第马太福音九章廿一节，这个女人说，我只摸她的衣裳就必痊愈。
In the book of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 21, it says, She said to herself, If I only touch his cloak, I will be healed.
一方面，这个女人的话讲出了这个女人对主的信心。
On the one hand, what the woman said showed her faith.
另一方面，这个女人的话也都讲出了她对主的绝对。
On the other hand, what the woman said also showed that she was absolute faithful in God.
当佢嚟到呢度唔系凑凑热闹。
On that day she came there not because everybody came。
佢嚟都唔系要睇神迹嘅。
She didn't mean to see God's miracle。
佢嚟都唔要系睇下耶稣系个咩嘅人。
She came not because she wanted to see who Jesus was。
佢嚟系带住一个专一嘅目的，就系我要摸他的衣裳。
She came with a particular purpose, that is to touch his cloak。
当日环绕主的人很多，所以每一个人都要去挤，所以佢当日佢要去逼到人嘅里边，然后经过一排一排嘅人。
On that day, many people surrounded the Lord. Therefore, she had to squeeze into the crowds and got through rows and rows of people.
所以我哋可以睇到呢个女人嘅决心。
Therefore, we can see the woman's determination.
呢个女人可能一直嘅同自己讲：，如果我摸唔到佢嘅衫，我就唔翻去。
This woman might speak to herself that if I don't touch his cloak, I won't go home.
这个女人不要其他的，她只要摸到主的衫，她只要主。
This woman didn't want anything else but to touch the Lord's cloak. She only wanted the Lord.
向主绝对就是说我只要主，就好像有诗歌的名叫做只要主自己。
Being absolute faithful in the Lord means I only want the Lord, just as the name of a hymn himself.
今日我哋有冇向主绝对咧
？Today are we absolute faithful in the Lord?
我哋今日嚟到崇拜，我哋系习惯性嘅嚟到崇拜。
Today we come to worship. Is it a routine?
定系话我哋向主有一个绝对？如果我今日遇唔到主，我唔满足。
Or we are absolutely faithful in the Lord. If today I don't hear the Lord speak with me, I am not satisfied.
当我哋每日打开圣经嘅时候，我哋只不过系尽咗我哋基督徒嘅责任去打开圣经啊。
Every day when we open the Bible, do we only just fulfill the duty of a Christian?
定系话我哋向主有一个绝对。如果我今日遇唔见主，我唔甘心。
Or we are faithful, we are absolute faithful to God that if we, today we do not meet the Lord, I do not give up.
当我们祷告的时候，究竟我们为了心安理得，觉得自己祷告过呢？
When we pray, do we seek the peace of mind that I have already prayed?
又或者我们向主有一个绝对，如果今日遇不见主，我不放弃。
Or we are absolute faithful in the Lord that if today I don't meet the Lord, I won't give up.
我哋每一个基督徒都话我哋要主，但系我哋有冇向主绝对咧
？Each Christian say that we want the Lord, but are we absolute faithful in the Lord?
我哋今日有冇向主绝对？可以从呢个相反嘅方向去了解。
Today, if we examine ourselves, that are we absolute faithful to the Lord, we can learn from the opposite side.
如果我哋基督对于我哋基督徒嚟讲，如果要主喺一边嘅话，要主嘅对面系啲咩咧
？For us Christians, if wanting to the Lord is on one side, then what is the opposite side?
如果我哋真正已经重新得救，要主嘅对面。
If we are truly saved, the opposite side of wanting the Lord is not wanting the Lord.
一个基督徒冇可能唔要主，所以要主嘅对面唔系唔要主。
It is impossible for a Christian who despise the Lord. Therefore, the opposite of wanting the Lord is not wanting the Lord.
主话一个人唔能够侍奉两个主，唔能够又侍奉神。又侍奉馬門。
No one can serve two masters. You cannot serve both God and money.
所以如果侍奉神一边的话，侍奉神的对面就是侍奉两个主。
Therefore, if serving God is on one side, then the opposite side of serving God is serving two gods.
又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
Serving God and also serving money.
向主绝对，要主的对面就是要主，同时又要主以外。
The opposite of being faithful, being absolutely faithful to the Lord and wanting the Lord.Is that we want the Lord, and at the same time we also want things other than the Lord.
在旧约亚哈王的时候，以色列人就向神不得绝对。
In the Old Testament, during the time of King Ahab, the Israelites were not absolute faithful to God.
他们要神，又同时要巴力。
They wanted God and also wanted Baal.
所以神差以利亚先知去责备他们，若耶和华是神，就当顺从耶和华；若巴力是神，就当顺从巴力。
Therefore, God sent prophet Elijah to rebuke them. If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him.
一方面，他们知道耶和华是领他们离开埃及的那位神，他们要耶和华。
On the one hand, they knew that The Lord was the God who led them out of Egypt. Therefore, they wanted the Lord God.
但是他们又要巴力，因为他们以为巴力可以给到他们一些好处。
But they also wanted Baal because they thought that Baal can give them benefits.
所以他们对神不得绝对。
Therefore, they were not absolute faithful in God.
所以当我们要主又同时要主以外的，我们就是对主不得绝对。
Therefore, if we want the Lord, but we also want things other than the Lord, then we are not absolute faithful in the Lord.
这个主以外的不一定是物质的。
These things are not necessarily materials.
那些是属灵的。
They can also be spiritual.
例如属灵的恩赐、平安、喜乐。
For example, spiritual grace, spiritual gifts, peace and joy.
我记得对主要绝对就是神在二十年前我开始追求的时候，神教了我一个其中的功课。
I remember that being absolute faithful in God was one of the lessons that God taught me since 20 years ago when I started to pursue God.
我分享过我当时很追求平安喜乐，很享受平安喜乐。
I have shared that at that time I pursued joy and peace and I enjoyed them.
但是一个礼拜六的朝早，平安喜乐忽然间就不见了。
But on a Saturday morning, my peace and joy suddenly all disappeared.
神将他们完全地收还了。
God took them back.
我不明白，所以我一直的祷告问神。
I didn't understand, therefore I continue to pray and ask God why.
到下午的时候，我在祷告的时候，忽然间有一句话从我里面出来。
In the afternoon, when I was praying, I suddenly said something from inside.
跟着我说，主啊，我什么平安喜乐都不要了，我只要你。
I said, Lord, I don't want peace and joy anymore, I only want you.
奇妙的是，平安喜乐马上就涌进来。
Amazingly, peace and joy came back immediately.
要平安喜乐不是罪。
It is not a sin that if we want joy and peace.
但他们不能够放在主的前面，也都更加不能够取代主。
But they can't be prioritized to the Lord and they can't replace the Lord.
同样物质上的福气不是罪。
Similarly, our blessings on materials is not a sin.
但是他们不能够放在主的前面，也都更加不能够取代主。
But they can't be prioritized to the Lord and can't replace the Lord.
所以当神是教导一个很重要的真理，就是只要主自己。
Therefore, on that day, God taught me a very important truth, that is, I only want the Lord.
这个真理越过了我当时对真理的认识，但是这个真理太重要了。
This truth surpassed my knowledge of truth at that time, but this truth is too important.
所以神必须先教我同补一堂课。
Therefore, God needed to teach me and give me the lesson.
这个真理是每一个开始走主道路的基督徒必须要学的。
And those who start to walk on the Lord's path must learn this truth.
如果我们学不好的话，我们迟早会偏离主的道路。
If we don't grasp it, we will walk astray from the Lord's path.
我们的属灵生命也都不会成长。
And our spiritual life cannot grow.
而且我们迟早会陷入撒旦的网络。
Sooner or later, we will fall into the snare of Satan.
耶和华要显大能，帮助向他心存诚实的人。
The Lord shows His mighty favor to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him.
如果我哋冇向神心存诚实，冇向神绝对嘅话，这个亦都就系可能我哋唔能够经历主能力嘅原因。
If we are not fully committed to the Lord and we are not absolute faithful to the Lord.This may be the reason why we can't experience God's power.
这个也可能我们在试探面前跌倒的原因。
And this may be also the reason why we fall before temptations.
在教育里面的但以理是少数圣经里面没有记载到他们有跌倒过的人。
In the Old Testament, Daniel was the minority that the Bible didn't record that he had ever fallen.
从年少开始，但以理一直在试探和挑战面前的习得稳。
Since he was a young Daniel, could stand firm before the challenges and temptations.
天使称呼他为大蒙眷爱的人。
The angel called him the man who is greatly loved.
神在以西结书里面提到三个蒙神垂听祷告的人，但以理就是其中一个。
The book of Ezekiel, God mentioned three people that he hears their prayer, and Daniel is one of them.
因为但以理从年少开始就开始向神绝对。
Because since Daniel was young, he was absolute faithful to the Lord.
因为当他还是一个试炼人的时候，因为他知道王的食物和酒是祭过偶像，他就立志不要让这些玷污自己。
When Daniel was a young man, he resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine.
对于正在发育里面的试炼人，这些不容易。
It is not easy for someone who was in his adolescence.
而且面对国破家亡，难得有啲咁好、咁上等嘅王嘅食物，呢个系一个好大嘅试探。
Especially when facing the collapse of country and families, this decent royal food and wine was a big temptation.
就好似我哋今日去到一个六星级自助餐，我哋入到里边，我哋只饮水，我哋只食菜，我唔知我哋边个开始喺度。
Just as when we go to a six-star buffet restaurant, we can only eat vegetables and drink water. I'm not sure how many of us can do that.
但是但以理知道啲食物同埋酒系祭过偶像，佢就立志拒绝呢啲嘅食物。
But Daniel knew that this food and wine were sacrificed to idols. Therefore, he resolved to reject this food.
他寧願只吃菜，只飲水。
He'd rather only eat vegetables and drink water.
但以理向神絕對，他看神勝過他的飲食。
Daniel was absolute faithful to God. He prioritized God before his food and drink.
今天我們向神有沒有絕對？不需要等到有大的試探、大的逼迫的時候。
Today, if we want to know that do we have the absolute faithfulness in God, we don't need to wait for the big challenges and persecutions.
就好像但以理在生活里面最小的事情上面就可以看得到。
Just as Daniel, we can see his commitment from the smallest thing in his daily life.
例如我们每天生活上面的决定，我们时间上面的应用。
For example, our daily decisions, the allocation of our time.
我们读经的时候，我们是将我们最好的、最精神的时间献给神呢？
When we read the Bible, do we read at the best time when we are clear-headed?
还是我们将最差、最累的时间、最不好的时间给神呢？
Or we read the Bible at the worst time when we are tired?
事實上，如果我們不能夠在生活裏面最小的事情上面向神絕對，我們不可能在大的事情上面向神絕對。
And in fact, if we are not absolutely faithful to God, in the smallest things in our daily life, we can't be absolutely faithful to God, when we encounter the big temptation.
當敵人陷害但以理，陷害他，如果他在三十之日之內向王以外去求啲咩嘢，就會被丟到呢個獅子坑嘅裏邊。
When the enemies trapped Daniel during the next 30 days, anyone who prays to any god or man except to the king will be thrown into the lion's den.
但係但以理嘅反應就係一日三次，雙膝跪在他神面前禱告感謝。
Daniel's response was that three times a day he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God just as he had done before.
但以理向神絕對，他不怕被丟到獅子坑裡面，這個不是臨時學回來
的。Daniel was absolutely faithful to God, and he was not afraid of being thrown to the lion's den. He didn't learn this instantaneously.
是从年少开始，
but from he was young，
从生活上里边最小的事情上面开始，
from the smallest things in daily life。
同样，当我哋睇到大卫能够战胜哥利亚，
similarly we can see that David triumphed over Goliath。
大卫亦都唔系临时学功课。
David didn't learn it instantaneously either.
是从他年少开始，从他生活里边睇看羊嘅时候开始。
He learned it since he was young, starting from he shepherded the sheep.
因为他看羊嘅时候要面对狮子同埋熊。
Because when he shepherded his sheep, he had to fight against the lions and bears.
所以如果我哋唔能够喺平常嘅日子，喺生活里边最小嘅事情上边向神绝对，我哋今日讲话让主用我一生系口号嚟嘅啫。
Therefore, if we are not absolutely faithful to God in the smallest things of our daily life, if we say, Lord, use my entire life, it is just an empty slogan.
第二，如果我哋要向神绝对嘅话，我哋有啲咩嘅准备呢？
Second, if we are to be absolutely faithful to God, what preparations do we need to have?
从经文我哋睇到，当呢个女人下定决心嚟到摸主嘅衣裳嘅时候，佢第一件事情要面對嘅事就係佢要付出代價。
In the scriptures, we can see that when the woman determined to touch the Lord's cloak, the first thing he needed to face is that she had to pay the price.
對於呢個女人，佢嘅代價可能係被人拒絕。
For this woman, her price may be rejected by others.
因為佢患嘅係一個人認為唔潔淨嘅病。
Because the sickness she had was considered unclean.
我記得疫情嘅時候，我同太太去呢個魚店去買魚。
I remember during COVID-19, I and my wife went to a fish shop to buy some fish.
當時前面有個人買緊，我同太太就企喺後邊咧，望下個櫥依個櫃裏邊有啲咩魚賣。
At that time, a person in front of us was buying things, and we stood behind him to browse what kinds of fish was available.
那個人忽然間轉過頭嚟，好嬲，好唔開心，同我哋講：你做咩企咁近啊？行企遠啲。
Suddenly, that person turned around and became angry, and he said to us, "Why do you stand so close to me? Stand further away."
另外一次，我喺度排隊俾錢。
Another time, when I was in a queue waiting to make payment,
我只係打咗個小滑刺。
I sneezed.
但係企我前面嗰人即刻轉過頭嚟，好仇視佢睇住我。
The person before me turned around immediately and stared at me with hostility.
所以当日这个女人要面对的代价，就人可能会仇视她。
Therefore, on that day, that woman, what that woman had to face might be hostility.
人甚至乎闹她，叫她行开点。
Or even insult that she might be told to stand further away.
另外，这个女人是要努力的。
What is more, this woman needed to make effort.
她要逼過很多很多的人才可以摸到主的衣服。
She had to crowd into many people before she could touch the Lord's cloak.
同樣，當我哋基督徒講到要向神絕對嘅時候，我哋要準備付代價，要努力，甚至乎要爭戰。
Similarly, when Christians need to be absolute faithful to the Lord, we need to pay the price, we need to make efforts, and even we need to fight.
當主講到作門徒嘅代價嘅時候，主講咗起樓同埋打仗兩個比喻。
When the Lord told his disciples about the price, he told two parables regarding building a tower and fighting a war.
我哋一齊讀路加福音第十四章。
Let us read together the book of Luke chapter 14.
路加福音十四章廿八到三十三節。
The book of Luke chapter 14 verses 28 to 33.
你们哪一个要盖一座楼，不先坐下先计划费，能盖成不成呢？恐怕那安了地基不能成功，看见的人都笑话他，说这个人开了工却不能完工。或是一个王出去和别的王打仗，岂不先坐下衡量，弄用一万兵去敌那另二万兵来攻打他的么？若是不能，在趁敵人還遠的時候，派使者去求和調緩。這樣，你們無論什麼人，若不撇下一切所有的，就不能作我的門徒。
Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Will he not first sit down and estimate the cost to see if he has enough money to complete it? For if he says, For if he lays the foundation and is not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule him, saying, "This fellow began to build and was not able to finish." Or suppose a king is about to go to war against another king, will he not first sit down and consider whether he is able with 10,000 men to oppose the one coming against him with 20,000?If he is not able, he will send a delegation while the other is still a long way off and will ask for terms of peace. In the same way, any of you who does not give up everything he has cannot be my disciple.
在第一个比喻里面，主讲到作主的门徒，我们要算计花费，因为要付代价。
In the first parable, the Lord says that being his disciple, we need to estimate the cost because we need to pay the price.
例如每日靈修生活就需要付代價。
For example, in our daily devotion, we need to pay the price.
我們需要早起身，需要捨棄或者改變某些習慣。
We need to get up early and or give up or change some of our habits.
遵行主的大使命，傳福音要付代價。
We need to pay the price when we carry out the Lord's great commission and preach the gospel.
因為人可能恥笑你。
Because others may ridicule you.
要遵行主的大诫命，要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神，这个要付的代价更大。
To obey the Lord's great commandment, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind, the price is even bigger.
每个人要付的代价都不一样，但是代价不可能不付。
Each person may need to pay a different price, but there must be a price.
我哋知道地上嘅運動員，佢哋要早起身，某啲食物唔能夠食，或者佢哋每日要練習好多個鐘頭。
As we know, the athletes need to get up early. They have food restriction, and they need to exercise many hours per day.
我太太教小提琴，佢就要求要考試學生每日最少要練一個鐘頭。
My wife teaches violin, and she requires her students who are going to attend the exams to practice 1 hour per day.
So, 即使地上里边生活里边嘅事情，运动员或者要得一个会受惠嘅一个奖牌，都要付代价。
Therefore, even things on earth and in our daily lives, just as for the sake of a metal which will rust, the athletes will need to pay the price.
學生要攞得好嘅成績，亦都要付代價。
For a good academic result, students need to pay the price.
向主絕對更加需要付代價。
And we need to pay the price when we are to be absolute faithful to the Lord.
在第二个比喻里面，主讲到我们要衡量我们自己的力量，要增战。
In the second parable, the Lord says that we need to consider whether we have the strength we need to fight.
因为当我们向主绝对的时候，撒旦就会来攻击我们。
Because when we are absolute faithful to the Lord, Satan will come and attack us.
而且这个世界会来引诱我们。
And also the world will tempt us.
我们的肉体更加会缠累我们。
Our body will also entangle us.
当我们发觉我们读圣经的时候，我们会有很多的思想会进来。
For example, when we read the Bible, we find that many thoughts were thrown into us.
我会想到这件事情未做，那件事情未做。
We would think we haven't done this and that.
但很奇怪，圣经冚埋的时候，这些思想就不见了。
But strangely, these kinds of thoughts go away when we close our Bible.
而且我们发觉我们的肉体会缠累我们。
We also find that our physical body entangles us.
我们心愿能够朝早起身能够可以亲近主，但我们醒了，但我们发觉我们起不到身。
We want to get up early to draw near to the Lord, and we wake up, but then we still lie on the bed and can't get up.
所以如果我们要向主绝对，我们要主，我们要准备付代价，要努力，甚至乎要争战。
Therefore, if we want to have an absolute faithfulness in the Lord, we need to be prepared that we have to pay the price, we need to make efforts, and even we need to fight.
从主讲的比喻，是不是我们安一地基，付不出代价，怕人取笑，我们就不起了？
Does it mean that if we lay the foundation and are not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule us, so we don't build a tower?
是不是我们力量不足，我们就向敌人妥协，我们就向敌人求和呢？
Does it mean that if we are not capable, we then give in and ask for terms of peace?
今日基督徒的根基已经立好了。
Today, the foundation of Christians has already been laid.
因为保罗说，那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督。
Because Paul said, the foundation that already laid was Jesus Christ.
所以层楼早已经开始起了。
Therefore, the tower has already been started building.
我们看到地上的争战只有得胜和失败。
We can see that the battles on earth only have win or loss.
当人要求和的时候，其实他已经失败了。
When someone asks for terms of peace, which means he loses the battle.
所以楼必须要起，仗必须要打。
Therefore, the tower must be built, the wall must be fought.
但是代价付不起，力量又不足，那怎么办呢？
What do we do if we can't pay the price and we don't have enough strength to fight the war?
我们本周的金句整句跟我们说，耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要显大能，帮助向他心存诚实的人。跟着说，你这事行得愚昧。
The weekly scriptures tell us, For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him. You have done a foolish thing.
这次经文的背景是以色列去攻击犹大。
The background of this scripture was that Israel attacked Judah.
但是犹大王阿撒他没有依靠神，他给钱亚兰王，叫亚兰王替他去打以色列。
But Asa, king of Judah, paid king of Aram to fight the war for him.
神就差先知去责备他，你这事行得愚昧。
God sent a prophet to rebuke him. You have done a foolish thing.
因为只要他向神绝对，向神心存诚实，神就要显大能帮助他。
Because only if he was committed fully to God and was absolute faithful to God,God will show His mighty power to help him.
所以如果我们综合主讲的比喻和这节的经文，主不是说楼可以不起，仗可以不打。
Therefore, if we combine the Lord's parables and this scripture, the Lord doesn't mean that we don't need to build a tower and we don't need to fight the wall.
相反，楼是一定起得成，仗一定打得赢。
On the contrary, the building of the tower can be finished and we will win the war.
因為耶和華要顯大能，幫助向他心存誠實的人。
Because the Lord strengthens those whose hearts are fully committed to Him.
我們需要做的事就是向神心存誠實。
What we need to do is that to be fully committed to God.
Fully committed to Him, 向神絕對。
Fully committed to Him and be absolute faithful to God.
最後我們怎樣向神絕對？
And lastly, how do we have absolute faithfulness in God?
之前我們學過向神絕對的對面是侍奉兩個主。
Previously, we learned that the opposite side of being absolute faithful to the Lord is serving two gods.
侍奉神又同時侍奉馬門。
Serving God and serving money together.
要主同時又要主以外。
We want the Lord and things other than the Lord.
所以如果我們要向神絕對的話，我們要從向神絕對的對面回來。
Therefore, if we are to be absolute faithful in God, we need to come back from the opposite side of being absolute faithful to God.
當日以色列人他們要神又要巴力。
On that day, the Israelites wanted God and Baal.
神就差先知去責備以色列人，你們心慈兩意要到幾時呢？
Therefore, God sent prophet Elijah to rebuild the Israelites. How long will you waver between two opinions?
今日叫我們心慈兩意的人事物是什麼呢？
Today, what makes you waver between two opinions?
我們要在神的面前醒察，是什麼取代了神在我們心目中的地位呢？
We need to examine ourselves before God. What has replaced God in our hearts?
所以第一件事情我們就要做的，就是要醒察我們的問題是什麼呢？
Therefore, the first thing we need to do is to examine what is our problem.
例如經文這個女人，她知道她的問題就是她的血漏，那我們的問題是什麼呢？
For example, the woman in this scripture, she knew that her problem was her bleeding. Then what is our problem?
所以，但如果我們的問題太多，我們可以在裡面，我們禱告揀其中一樣。
If we have too many problems, then we can choose one of them to examine.
因為神在乎的就是我們向祂心存誠實，向祂絕對。
Because what God desires is our faithfulness to Him, and we are committed fully to Him.
有些人的問題是他的錢財。
Some people's money is some people's problem is money.
雖然我們不止愛財如命，但我們發覺錢財，我們心裡面還有重量。
Although we are not very greedy for money, but money has quite a bit of weight in our hearts.
有些人可能是健康、愛情、家庭、兒女、事業或者是名聲。
Others' problems may be health, relationship of love, family, children, career, fame.
第二件事情我們要做的就是好像這個女人，將我們的問題帶到主的面前。
The second thing we need to do is just as this woman that we bring our problems before the Lord.
但好像這個女人經歷，講很容易，做很難。
Just as this woman's experience, it is easy to say but difficult to do.
我們做了基督徒一段日子的時候，我們都知道自己的問題。
We have become Christians for some time and we all know our problems.
但是我們不願意放棄，我們不願意付代價。
But we are not willing to give up or paying the price.
因為取代神在我們心目中裡面的地位的，常常都是我們心中所愛的。
Because these people and things which replace God's place in our heart are what we love.
我們知道，但是我們不捨得放棄。
We know, but we don't want to give up.
結果就是我們屬靈的生命漸漸枯乾，因為枝子離開了葡萄樹。
And the consequence is that our spiritual life withers. The branch is apart from the vine.
我們發覺我們讀經沒有味道。
We find that reading the Bible is boring.
我們聽到不能夠專心。
And we can't concentrate on sermon.
我 我哋擘饼喝杯嘅时候，我哋里边冇感觉，好冰冷。
We feel cold when we drink the cup and eat the bread.
我哋对属灵嘅事情失去咗兴趣。
And we lose our interest in the spiritual things.
聚会都唔想嚟。
We don't want to attend any gatherings.
而且发觉我哋嘅情绪、我哋嘅脾气、我哋以前旧日对付过嘅罪都翻嚟啦。
Our emotion, temper, and sins in the past have all come back.
所以当我哋唔愿意放弃、我哋唔愿意付代价嘅时候，结果我哋要付上更大嘅代价。
Therefore, when we are unwilling to give up or paying the price, the result is that we need to pay a bigger price.
我哋好似当日亚哈王嘅时候，以色列人，我哋心持两意，我哋要神，我哋又要神以外。
We are like the Israelites during the time of King Ahab, that we waver between two opinions. We want God and we want things other than God.
神当日对以色列人讲嘅说话，亦都系对我哋讲。
What God spoke to the Israelites in the past, He also speaks to us.
若耶和华是神，就当顺从耶和华；若巴力是神，就当顺从巴力。
If the Lord is God, follow Him. But if Baal is God, follow Him.
我哋有一个向主绝对嘅心愿。
We need to have a will to be absolute faithful to the Lord.
就好似经文里边呢个女人，佢向主绝对，佢立志话：我只要摸他的衣裳。
Just as the woman in the scriptures, she was absolute faithful to the Lord, and she resolved that.I only need to touch his cloak.
我摸唔到佢衣裳，我就唔翻去。
If I don't touch his cloak, I won't go back.
立志必须从我哋内心里边出嚟。
Our determination must come from our hearts.
神话耶和华要显大能，帮助向他心存诚实嘅人。
The Lord said, God said the Lord is to show His mighty power to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him.
只要我哋嘅立志系真嘅，向神嘅绝对系真嘅，神要显大能去帮助我哋。
If our commitment is true and if our faithfulness is true, God is to show His mighty power to help us.
当个女呢个女人向主立志嘅时候，当佢问题带到主嘅面前，主就显大能帮助佢。
When this woman was fully committed to the Lord, when she brought his problem to the Lord showed his mighty power to help her.
即使这个问题是一个已经长期多年的问题。
Even though her problem was a long-term problem.
或者这个问题是没有一个人，甚至没有一个专家能够解决的问题，主都能够帮助。
Or perhaps this problem no one or no expert can solve, but Lord can help her.
因为在人事不能，在神凡事都能。
Because with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.
所以今日如果我哋经历到唔到神嘅大能，我哋要睇究竟我哋系咪向神绝对咧。
Therefore, if today we can't experience God's power, we need to examine.Am I absolutely faithful to God?
我哋有冇向神心存诚实
？Am I fully committed to Him?
我哋有冇 fully committed to Him?
Am I fully committed to Him?
就好似我哋屋企里边嘅电器一样。
Just like the electronic appliances at my home.
当啲电器唔运作嘅时候，我哋第一件事情去睇嘅就系啲电器有冇去驳上啲个电源
When they don't work properly.First, the first thing I do is to check the power connection.
神话耶和华要显大能，帮助向他心存诚实嘅人。
God says that God says that the Lord strengthens those whose hearts are fully committed to Him.
就好似保罗当主提醒佢去倚靠住喺佢里边神嘅能力嘅时候，保罗就能够经历我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强。
Just like Paul, when God reminded him to trust in God's power which is inside him, Paul had this experience. When I am weak, then I am strong.
所以今日嘅信息，呢个女人经历咗神嘅能力，神医治咗佢嘅毛病。
To conclude today's message, this woman experienced God's power and God cured her problem.
因为除咗佢对主嘅信心，佢向主系绝对嘅。
Because besides her faithfulness to the Lord, she is absolute faithful to the Lord.
我们找出叫我们不能够向主绝对的理由。
We need to find out the reason that we can't be absolute faithful to the Lord.
然后我们要立志回到主的面前。
And then we resolve to come to return to come back before.
但,
and we resolve to return to the Lord.
但我们要准备回到主的面前，需要付代价，要努力，甚至乎要挣钱。
But we need to be prepared that if we want to go return to the Lord, we need to pay the price, we need to make efforts, and we need to fight.
但是不回到主的面前，我们要付的代价更大。
But if we don't return to the Lord, the price that we need to pay will be much bigger.
这个立志必须从我们内心里出来。
Our commitment must come from our hearts.
当我们向主绝对是真的时候，神已经大能帮助我们。
When our faithfulness to the Lord is true, God is willing to show His power to help us.
今天的回应诗歌的歌词是1922年 William Mirror 写的。
Today's responding hymn, the lyrics were written by Rhea Miller in the year of
1922. George Sears 作的。
But the sheet music was written by George Shear until 1932.
当时 George 23岁。
At that time, George was 23 years old.
他正是面对他人生里面一个重大的决定。
And he was facing a big decision in his life.
他在想他要不要接受一个大城市里面一个工作。
He was pondering, shall he accept the offer of a music job in a big city?
不过在这个音乐工作里面，他要唱一些熟悉的音乐。
But then in this job, he had to sing some worldly music.
他在想，还是继续留在他现在这个基督教的音乐电台里面，和教会里面唱诗歌呢？
So he considered, shall he continue to stay in the Christian radio channels and churches to continue to sing hymns?
对于一个23岁的年轻人，人生的事业只刚刚起步，这是一个很难的决定。
For a 23-year-old young man whose career has just started, it is a very difficult decision.
在一个大城市里面工作，他可以得到一个很可观的收入。
If working in a big city, he could have a considerable income.
他可以变得很出名。
And he can become famous.
他妈妈知道他在这件事上很挣扎。
And her mother knew that he struggled on this thing.
他就将这个我宁愿有耶稣的歌词放在他的琴上面。
Therefore, mother put the lyrics of I'd rather have Jesus on his piano.
当他预备当日这个崇拜诗歌的时候，他忽然间看到他妈妈留在琴上面的这个歌词。
When he prepared for the worship singing, he suddenly saw that her mother left him the lyrics.
他读到我宁愿有耶稣，胜得轻重，胜得名声，他很扎心。
When he read, I'd rather have Jesus than man's applause than worldwide fame, he was moved.
他知道他要继续留在这个基督教的团体里面，继续唱诗歌。
He knew that he had to continue to stay in the Christian groups to sing hymns.
接着他祷告向神讲出他自己的心愿。
And then he prayed and told God his will.
于是他就立刻写了这首诗歌的歌谱，就是我们今天所唱的诗歌。
Then he immediately wrote the sheet music of today's responding hymn.
因为他向神绝对，他放弃了一个大城市这份高薪厚职的工作。
Because he was absolute faithful in God, and he gave up a high-paying job in a big city.
在余下的一生里面，他参与很多环球的大规模的福音的聚会。
In the rest of his life, he participated in many large-scale global evangelistic meetings.
他向很多很多人唱诗歌。
And he sent hymns to many people.
他都影响了很多很多人的生命。
He affected many people's lives.
因为他宁愿有耶稣，他愿意向神绝对，神能够用他一生。
Because he'd rather have Jesus, he was willing to be absolute faithful to God. Therefore, God can use his entire life. Now let us sing, I'd rather have Jesus.
我们一起起身唱，我宁愿有耶稣。
Let us pray in one heart.
在天父，我们在同心感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you.
主啊，实在我们宁愿有耶稣。
Lord, we rather have Jesus.
主啊，我们实在真的宁愿有耶稣。
Lord, indeed, we rather have Jesus.
实在除你以外，在天上我们有谁呢？
What do we have in heaven besides you?
在地上有什么能够比你更好呢？
And nothing on earth is better than you.
主啊，你的慈爱真是永远的，真是吸引我们。
Lord, your love attracts us.
所以当我们每次真的想到十字架上面为了我们的罪牺牲舍己，我们心里面就真的感到很扎心。
Each time when we think that you sacrificed yourself for us on the cross, we are moved.
你竟然愿意爱我们爱到的地步，愿意牺牲舍己。
You are willing to love us to the extent that you sacrificed yourself for us.
但很多时候我们却是爱你，又爱这个世界。
But very often we love you, but we also love the world.
求你宽恕赦免我们。
May you forgive us.
让我们不再向你有一个心思两意的心。
So we don't have two opinions.
再次赐给我们对你一个纯一清洁的心。
But a pure and sincere heart to you.
一个起初的爱心。
The first love that we have.
让我们能够紧紧的跟随你。
So we can follow you. So we can follow you.
帮助我们每一个弟兄姊妹在余下日子做一个对主绝对的人。
May you help our brother and sister that in our daily lives we can be absolute faithful to you.
我们只要主你自己。
We only want the Lord yourself.
我们祷告祈求感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
Prayer, petition, and thanksgiving are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Please be seated.